Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on Main Street for this Friday, the 16th of February. I'm your host, Stephanie Miller. Thanks so much for stopping by today. We hope that all of you had a nice Valentine's. And if you didn't do anything on Wednesday or Thursday, well, hopefully you have something fun planned for the weekend. Here's what we have in store for you this morning. I get to take you to Dickson County to share with you the ribbon cutting that opened up the new intensive care unit at TriStar Horizon Medical Center. Not only do you get to see the new space, but hear what this means for Dickson County and surrounding counties. After that, we get to learn about the programs offered by the Center for Family Development. Based out of Clarksville, this development center helps families throughout Middle Tennessee, and we get to share all of their work with you this morning. Following that, it's Friday, so it is our Let's Eat segment with Catherine Mayhew, and she talks to us about Kisser, a Japanese restaurant offering delicious comfort food. And then once that is over, I get to hear from one of the co-hosts, or we all get to hear from one of the co-hosts on Tennessee on Tap. This podcast is done by two friends, and they share with you the wonderful brews we have here in the Middle Tennessee area. For those of you with pets out there, we have a segment for you this morning talking about CBD usage with your pets. Let me just go ahead and say now, if this is something that you're considering, you do need to talk to your veterinarian. But we have some great information on this topic later on in the show. And then last, but certainly not least, I get to introduce you to a wonderful artist based out of Clarksville, Tennessee. His name is Gregory Player. He has some work up at a location here in Clarksville, and we get to share all of that with you this morning and a little bit of his story on his art and how special it is. But first, let's get a check of the weather to see what's in store for all of us this weekend.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather on Main Street.
Fred Gossett here in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center with your latest forecast update. It's going to be very changeable here as we go through the next few days. We're warm today ahead of a cold front, mid to upper 60s. In southern Middle Tennessee, one or two locations could get briefly near 70, but showers and a few thunderstorms moving through after lunch and toward the evening. It may be ending as a snowflake or two tonight near the Highway 412 corridor in north through Middle Tennessee, getting down to near freezing overnight. All that clears out before we have any kind of impacts across southern Middle Tennessee. Back to partly cloudy skies for the weekend. Lower 40s for daytime highs Saturday. Well down into the lower 20s Saturday night and Sunday morning. And then we start a moderating trend here. Check this out. Lower 50s Sunday, upper 50s to near 60 Monday. And we're well up into the upper 60s by the middle of next week before more thunder showers toward next Thursday. There's a check of your latest forecast. Have a great weekend.
After 4 months of rehabilitation at Walden's Puddle, this majestic bald eagle is ready to soar. The eagle was found injured at a construction site near Liberty Creek High School in Sumner County last October. Earlier this month, the group transported the eagle to an open area near Liberty Creek Elementary, and as students looked on, the eagle took flight and returned home. Tennessee is home to over 175 nesting pairs of bald eagles that stay in the state year-round. Welcome back. I am thrilled to be back in Dickson County to highlight the completion of the new ICU area here at TriStar Horizon Medical Center. We have the pleasure of talking with TriStar's new CEO. We have Cindy Bergmeier with us. First off, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, it is an absolute pleasure to get to be here with you today and share with you a little bit
about the exciting work that's been happening here in Dixon.
And you know, you guys, 13 months this has been in the works to get this completed. It was about 12 months ago that we were visiting here as they were just starting to break ground on this new ICU facility here to really give the best of care to all of those who will come through the doors who need it.
Yeah.
What has this been like for you? You've been here about a year now. What is this part of your transition here? What has this been like?
Yeah, well, it's been incredible. I want you to know that coming to Dixon, I came here from the Kansas City area. This is an incredibly warm and welcoming culture. It is an awesome place to be. When I got here, this particular project was already underway. Mm-hmm. And so stepping in and just understanding and realizing the importance of what was already happening, mm-hmm. and then how do I continue to support that? So we currently have a 6-bed unit, and we are moving to a 14-bed unit with the opportunity to expand to 2 extra rooms, making it a 16-bed unit at some point. Here's one of the things that I would want you to know. All of our rooms are private rooms, and that's different than what we have now, mm-hmm. right? Beautiful windows. We've set the rooms up so that they're incredibly comforting, just not for our patients, but also for visitors and family. We realize that no one ever wants to be in the hospital, but if they have to be, we want it to be in a place where they can feel good and comfortable and cared for. This particular project is, you mentioned, it was 1 year ago almost to the date that we started. It is a $20 million investment in our community, and so we are thrilled to be able to bring this to life and continue to keep care here in our hometown.
Some significant pieces, I have to say, looking in the room and being someone who has been in here as a family member of a patient who's in critical need, my mother and my aunt, and sitting in a space where there is no windows and the chairs are rather uncomfortable. You guys, look at this. Look at the comforting space for the loved ones who are in there with their family members. Yeah. Again, as they're getting top quality care, families are also a high priority for the hospital.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we talk about this all the time. Every colleague that works in the hospital, from someone who cleans the room, the EVS, to the food and nutrition folks who are responsible for providing the nutrition, to the nurses at the bedside, to the imaging techs, every single person has a role in caring not just for that patient, but for the family members and making sure that they're comfortable. We are so proud to be able to do that in our new space.
Cindy, what else before, you know, you have to go on with your day, what else is new here at the hospital? What maybe some things that people don't know?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to share with you a couple of things. We talked about how this is a $20 million investment in our community, and that is very exciting. But there's also been some other things happening behind the scenes. We recently just put in a brand new state-of-the-art MRI, about a $3 million project. We are expanding our inpatient rehab unit. We are currently a 13-bed unit, expanding to 16. Again, we're doing that so that we can keep care here in our community. In addition to that, I am thrilled to share with you, 2023 was a record year for us. Horizon Medical Center had highest ever patient satisfaction, highest ever admissions, and highest ever new babies. We delivered over 700 babies. And so the other exciting part of our expansion is that we will be looking to expand and renovate our women's unit in this coming year.
That is exciting. Cannot wait to continue to track that. I do want to ask you, for the reviews that come in, when you do see one that is not as positive as what you would like, or more on the negative side, how do you address that, and what is the timeliness of addressing it?
So before those reviews ever come to us via a survey, mm-hmm. we do have what we call a daily round in the hospital. And every morning, our day starts with a daily safety huddle where the nurses have already rounded on every single patient. And we're sharing in that morning huddle things that have maybe been dissatisfying to the patient or family member. So honestly, we try to stop those in as real time as possible. If we're receiving those on the back end, I want you to know we take those so seriously. We're always talking and adjusting to what is the feedback that was given to us and how do we take that and truly learn from it, share it, and make it better for those that receive care here.
That is wonderful to hear. Cindy, is there anything that I haven't asked that you would want to share or make sure that we know?
I don't don't think so. I think that it's just really important to know that this is a place that we're going to continue to invest in our community. We're going to continue to make sure that the services that are needed here locally, that we can provide those. Mm-hmm. And every single member of the team is committed to that. So I am beyond grateful for the opportunity to be with you today. Thank you.
It is nice to meet with you. Nice to talk with you. Can't wait to connect again, and that is something we will definitely do. Cindy Berkmeyer, the new CEO here at TriStar Horizon Medical Center, thank you. And as we head to break, we're going to take a look back at the ribbon cutting that did happen here for the new ICU unit here at TriStar Horizon. Let's take a look at that now as we go to break. Well, I'm going to give you some of the fun, interesting facts or pieces of information that we don't get to typically hear about.
So we did some prefabrication on this project. The head walls at the beds actually came in one entire piece. So we had 14-foot sections of wall that were lifted onto the elevated slab that we poured, and we had to set them. It saved about 2 weeks of schedule time because of all the mechanical roughing inside the wall. And that was amazing. I've never seen that before, so it was a really good learning experience for me. But a 14-foot wall, 14 of them, and a 10,000-square-foot slab got pretty busy pretty quickly. Also on this project, we had an entire prefab electrical room, which was 7,000 pounds of already installed conduit, electrical panels, panel boards, and transformers all in one shot that was lifted onto the slab with a crane and actually chain-falled onto the slab half inch by half inch. It was a very cool experience for all of us.
Care they're going to receive with this new ICU, the possibilities are endless. You know, it's state of the art. So as far as growth and the technology that is involved with that, as we, increase and build on new service lines, the quality of care will only go up from here. And then also just being able to keep our patients here versus driving to Nashville. We see the stress and burden it takes on patients and their families when we have to send them to Nashville just because of the traveling. So being able to cut that out and keep them here, as nurses, that makes us feel good, because anything that we can do to help, you know, take stress away from them while they're sick and in their time of need, we're here to do.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award favorite four-store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
Your favorite wine tasting experience is back. The Hendersonville Rotary Club's Wine and Roses Fundraising Gala. Everything you loved and more. Saturday, March the 2nd. Prepare your taste buds for elegant wines, smooth whiskeys, craft beers, and exceptional food. Browse through the silent auction, all to benefit over 25 local charities, schools, and scholarships. Wine and Roses, Saturday, March the 2nd at Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church, Hendersonville. HendersonvilleRotary.org.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
Yeah. The Center for Family Development is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping families. How do they do this? What programs are offered? Well, to tell us about that, we have the Family Resource Specialist Supervisor with the Healthy Families Program, Jessica Farrow, with us. First off, Jessica, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You know, on your website, it states a holistic approach. What is that? What does that mean for this nonprofit?
Yeah. So the Center for Family Development has several different programs in it. And the holistic means the whole family. And each program has its different aspects to focus on the whole family.
What sort of programs do you offer?
Mm-hmm. So we have the Healthy Families, Parents and Parents as Teachers program. We have Relative Caregiver program, Connecting Generations program, the Other Door, and Nurturing Parenting program.
What would you say in your time, because you've been with this organization for quite some time now. Jessica was sharing that she actually had her internship with this nonprofit, and then that continued on into the role where you are now. What program makes the biggest impact, or that is utilized the most?
That's our Healthy Families program. Mm-hmm. And what we do with that is we're focusing on early childhood health, development, school literacy, and school readiness by working with families of either prenatally or with the child as a newborn, sorry,
yeah.
Up until they are five or go to school. So we're with them for a long time, really working on that parent and child interaction.
What growth do you see when it comes to families? They start this program and they're kind of at a loss when they start with you. How do you see that development work? What do you see toward the end of it?
We really see a boost in their self-confidence.
Nice.
And just that they want to be a good parent. No parent wants to be a bad parent. Every parent wants to be a good parent. So we really just see their confidence boost up, their self-esteem, and just really good relationships between them and their children.
A couple more questions for you. At what point would a family turn to you? And is it typically like a younger generation? What do you see?
It's a wide range of age generations, okay. Actually. But they turn to us when they just need that extra self-confidence. If they're referred to us from a different agency, mm-hmm. If we get to see them after they give birth.
Mm-hmm.
But we do serve that. In Montgomery County, we get to go to Tenova and see the families there and offer our program there to them.
Oh, how wonderful that is, and that you actually go to them. And again, this nonprofit, they're not just here in Montgomery County. The Center for Family Development, you're located in other counties. What counties are you in?
Yeah, so we actually have four physical offices. We have one here in Montgomery County, Stewart County. Actually, we have more than four offices, White House, Columbia, and Bedford County. Gotcha. But we serve Montgomery, Stewart, Houston, Cheatham, Robertson, Sumner, Trousdale, Franklin, Bedford, Marshall, Moore, and a lot more.
Well, and what's so lucky about, again, being able to look at your website, you do mm-hmm. offer quite a bit from the programs to contact information, as well as the resource guide there at your website here. What is that website and how can we continue to follow your work?
If you just Google the Center for Family Development, it pops right up.
Any final thoughts from you as someone maybe thinking, you know, I may need the services of family development. Any final thoughts on that?
Just reach out and we can help you and find resources for you too if you need it.
What have you heard from those that you have helped?
Oh, we've heard just great things that they just feel like they're better parents.
Mm-hmm. What would be the biggest tip for someone out there struggling right now?
Just pick up the phone and call for that extra support.
And, you know, and I understand that takes a lot. And sometimes we've talked about that in the past of, you know, kind of that pride of, you know, I don't need to reach out. But if you do, use it. That is what their number is there for. So again, head over to the website, the Center for Family Development. Jessica Farrow, we appreciate your time. Once again, the Family Resource Specialist Supervisor with the Healthy Families Program. You'll be connected with her. So we appreciate the information today and look forward to those who do reach out to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anytime. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee, that's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pets to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out, he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pests, and we'll always have your back.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel, urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Meet Gallatin educator Velma Brinkley. Brinkley is showing off a little of Gallatin's Black history that can be found at the Union High School Museum. After years of lobbying for a Black History Museum, the doors finally opened last year. Brinkley shares that Union High School's history is Gallatin's history. You may feel that your history is quite different from mine, but your string and my string are intertwined. We may not see it, but we are all woven together. Words from Brinkley. Read more about what can be discovered at the museum by going to Gallatin News. Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. It is time for our Let's Eat segment. And our food reporter and columnist, Catherine Mayhew, says this next spot is small, hip, and there is quite the line each and every day. We are talking about Kisser today. I can't wait to learn more about this. I already love the name of the diner. Catherine Mayhew, we always love having you. How's it going? I feel like it's been too long.
It's great. It's great. How about you?
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my gosh. So tell us about Kisser. Is this a small diner or is it more of a restaurant?
Well, okay. So Kisser is its own thing. It's not one of those things. It is based on a Japanese Kissitin, which is a coffee and tea shop in Japan. The owners are one is from Japan and the other spent a lot of time there. And this was much, much anticipated before its opening. It was a pop-up, and now they have their own brick and mortar. And it's, if you know East Nashville, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's on the wrong side of Ellington Parkway. If you take Ellington Parkway to East Nashville and you turn right, you hit all the big restaurants. Well, for Kisser, you turn left, and you end up in this strip shopping center. It's very modern, and you'll know which one is Kisser. If you don't see it by the sign, you'll see it by the line out the door. It is extremely small, probably 10 tables. And it has a menu that I guarantee you, if you're smart, you will ask your server, what is that? Because almost everything on there is something that you probably have never heard of. And that went for me too. I had to ask about almost every single thing. It is a small menu, and it is very authentic, as I understand it, never having been to Japan. But one of the highlights when you start is called onigiri. And it is a sticky rice sort of triangle folded over various fillings. And what, some of them are easy to love. There's a crab meat filling. There's a kabocha squash filling that's just delicious. But the one that bowled me over the most was the cod roe, which I really was thinking, okay, well, I like this. And it is smashingly good. Fantastic. So don't let the names of any of these things trick you into not getting them.
So is it more of a small plate where you can get different things, or is it larger plates, larger dishes?
It can be both, actually. Okay. They have a section that is the small plates, and the onigiri is on there. And then they have a section for sort of larger, what you would consider an entree. And on there, again, are some unusual things. They have a fish collar, which is not seen very much in Nashville. And it's the part of the fish. It's just you what you would think. It's, you know, around here on the fish. But it has the most tender flesh, meat of anywhere on the fish. And it's a fight for your food kind of situation because you have to pick at it because there's a lot of fish bone in there too. This doesn't sound very appetizing, does it? But it's really good. It's really good. More appetizing perhaps in sounding is the chicken katsu sandwich.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are familiar with chicken katsu because it's at a lot of, you know, Chinese or Japanese restaurants, which is just basically a very crispy fried either piece of chicken or pork. But what makes this different is they serve it on Japanese milk bread. That if I do a trend column, at the very top is going to be Japanese milk bread. It's everywhere these days in Nashville. And it's got a terrific, really flavorful vinegar-based coleslaw and tonkatsu sauce, which is kind of like hoisin sauce, but not. And it's just fantastic. They make their own udon noodles. There's a dish, a spicy udon noodle dish that has red miso and confit duck. And the emulsion in there is made with duck fat. So two words never to forget, duck fat. Always good.
Yes, it is. Last thing I want to touch on is the husband and wife team behind this restaurant. In your article, you write that they left some pretty high profile positions to do this.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They have been in a lot of nationally known restaurants. And you're seeing this more and more in Nashville, either just solo chefs or husband and wife teams that are really looking for a work-life balance. And Kisser provides that because they have limited hours on limited days. So you have to plan to go. And they spend what would be in the restaurant business a lot of time off, which is a good, good thing because the restaurant business is one of the toughest around. So, yeah, they come with great pedigrees, but they're definitely doing their own thing now. There's it's worth going. I think they open at 11 on the days that they're open. It's worth getting there at least by 11:15 because there will be a line. And as I said, there's limited space. So you want to have your spot.
And that is why the line is out the door, because they have those limited hours. I love it and can't wait to try it. Catherine, thank you so much for introducing us to Kisser, this hot, hip little spot in East Nashville.
You are so welcome.
Until the next time, Catherine, we can't wait to see you again. As for the rest of you, stick with us. We have more coming up right here at Mornings on Main Street. We'll be right back.
Your favorite wine tasting experience is back. The Hendersonville Rotary Club's Wine and Roses Fundraising Gala. Everything you loved and more. Saturday, March the 2nd. Prepare your taste buds for elegant wines, smooth whiskeys, craft beers, and exceptional food. Browse through the silent auction, all to benefit over 25 local charities, schools, and scholarships. Wine and Roses. Saturday, March the 2nd at Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church, Hendersonville. HendersonvilleRotary.org.
At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award Favorite Floor Store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee, that's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pets to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out, he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pets, and we'll always have your back.
So tunnel vision is just a little bit more bitter and a little more bitey than home style is. And they're like, the person was a huge Homestyle fan. And they're like, oh, I don't like anything on the board. I was like, how do you not like anything on the board? Like 24 different beers.
Yeah.
You don't like something on that board? They're like, oh, yeah, well, like, it's like, okay, you're a Homestyle fan. Tunnel Vision, add a little bit of Music City Light to it. Done. They're like, wow, that's actually really good. I was like, yeah, I got this. Like, I got you. Don't worry about it.
That was just a snippet of what you will hear by going to the Tennessee on Taps podcast. And yes, we are lucky to have one of the hosts with us. We have David Hout, someone that you've met before in a segment that we did about the Mullet USA Championship, which was not that long ago. So it's so great to sit down with you again.
It's great to be back.
Talk about a cool podcast. And I love that it's two friends who enjoy good brews and sharing that information about the brews, the different beers, with the rest of us. Yep. How did this get started?
So it started out as just like a kind of a joke. It started out as Katie and I were up here just having a couple beers, and we're like, you know what, it'd be really fun to do a podcast. And we're like, all right, cool. And then like we thought about it more and more, and then we had friends chime in like, oh, you should do this kind of segment and this kind of thing and this kind of thing. And then I had someone else come in here I became friends with that did graphic design. And I was like, hey, do you think you could do a graphic for something like this? And then our logo came to be, and then he was like, are we really doing this? I was like, I guess we are. So, it's something that we had no idea was going to happen to kind of just have a little more fun with it.
I love it. So David Houts, yes, is one of the voices there that you heard on the snippet that we had at the very beginning. Who's your co-host?
My co-host is also my roommate and my best friend, Kenny Vaden. He started in the craft beer world working at one of the breweries in Nashville, so he got a little bit more of a background on it. Mm-hmm. And then it's just been, we've always just been like grooving with each other for a long time, and he's one of my first friends that I had here in Tennessee. So
very nice. What about your love for beer?
Mine started in New Jersey. I kind of got forced into craft beer. Mm-hmm. I was working at a liquor store. It was big warehouse style. We had like 10,000 different items, and my beer guy went out on a hernia. He was helping stock beer and all that, and then something had fallen, and he tried to grab it, and he got a hernia, so he was out for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Right in the beginning of busy season for like wine and bourbon and beer, right before Thanksgiving. So I kind of got forced into it, and a lot of my regular customers that came in that were looking for craft beer helped me out, and I just developed a love for it, and I've worked at a brewery, it gets more and more in depth with it, just the more I kind of like taste it and try it and see what kind of profiles there are.
David, what really sets your podcast, Tennessee on Tap, maybe separate from the other podcasts that are in the state, and how many do we have here?
I know there's several. There's probably at least 10. I don't know the names of them. I try not to listen to. I'm not a big like podcaster myself. I do listen to a few, like Bellied Up at the Bar. Uh-huh. It's a fun one about two guys that are at a bar, and like they'll talk to customers and like other people. The big thing for us is we make it really feel like you want to have a beer with us. We're making it feel like you're a part of the conversation. And when you hear, you've heard part of it where each segment there's a beer crack.
Yes.
Like you want to have your own beer crack at home when you're listening to it, or you know, wherever you're at. So I think that's the big thing that sets us apart is we make you really want to have a beer and join our conversation.
I did have to laugh. You shared something with me about a friend. What a friend said to you, that they could no longer listen to your podcast in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. They realized that they just want to have a beer at like 9 o'clock in the morning and they're working and they can't. So it's a little difficult, but I think that's what makes it fun though. It's us enjoying ourselves, having just really just casual conversations. We try to, you know, bring in topics, but most of the time, if you've listened, we've kind of just like drowned off into something else. Like if you were around a group of people,
right?
You know,
it's like you're just sitting back with a couple of friends having a brew,
right?
And again, talking about other topics, you guys talk a little bit about Tennessee, about gaming, about you know other things that are going on.
Video games. We're big gamers. Mm-hmm. Sports, we're huge sports fans, huge Titans fans, Preds fans, Grizzly fans. So whenever we go to different events, we always try and talk about like the experience we had there or big news things that come out.
Now, we are so lucky here in the Tennessee area to have some incredible breweries in just about every county.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
The one I worked at was the first one in Sumner County. That's Briar Scratch Brewing Company. It's such just kind of like a every beer is crushable, I'll say. He's got IPAs, he's had blondes, browns, he's had a little bit of mix of everything.
Very nice, very nice. You know, and I could sit here and talk about this all day long, but this is not Tennessee on Tap's podcast, so you're going to have to go to the podcast to really hear and dive into those drinks with David, and then your co-host name?
Kenny Vaden, yeah.
With David and Kenny, so you need to go. Where do we find your podcast?
You can find it on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. Mm-hmm. We also have our Instagram, of course, because, you know, you have to put photos out and stuff. It's just at Tennessee on Tap. And then through there, there's a couple links and whatnot to get to it. And, yeah, we're kind of on the main ones. Okay. We're working on expanding and trying new things.
Can't wait to hear that. And then what is your go-to beer for you?
Oh, I like, that's a hard question for me. I like trying new things. And, like, right now I'm drinking a vanilla brown. It's pretty sweet. Kind of tastes a little bit like coffee. It's, you know, a little more early in the morning, so.
What about Kenny? What's his go-to?
Kenny's gone through kind of everything, too. He used to be a huge IPA guy, and then he went into a sour kick, and, I mean, we're both just kind of like, we'll try at least every kind of beer at least once.
What's the most common question that you get as a bartender when it comes to the beers, you know, that you have? And I say that because, again, David bartends right here at Princess Pizza and Brew here in Gallatin.
The most common question is, what's your favorite?
Okay.
And, like, I can't really put a favorite on it. It's a little easy for me because I do all the beer ordering. So I order beer that I'm going to drink.
Right.
So it's easy for me. I enjoy learning someone's profile and finding it.
Final thoughts for me before we let you go on with your day.
Drink local. Gotta drink local.
Yes. 100%. David House, thank you so much.
Of course.
Tennessee on Tap.
Yep.
Check it out. Spotify and the other locations.
Apple, Amazon.
Easy peasy. Spotify, yep. Apple, Amazon, right there. We appreciate your time.
Of course,
stick with
thank
us
you.
Here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up right after this.
Thanks again. And remember, folks, life's too short for bad beer. So crack open a cold one with us. We're Tennessee on Tap.
This thing. Oh, God.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel. Urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Your favorite wine tasting experience is back. The Hendersonville Rotary Club's Wine and Roses Fundraising Gala. Everything you loved and more. Saturday, March the 2nd. Prepare your taste buds for elegant wines, smooth whiskeys, craft beers, and exceptional food. Browse through the silent auction, all to benefit over 25 local charities, schools, and scholarships. Wine and Roses, Saturday, March the 2nd at Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church, Hendersonville. HendersonvilleRotary.org.
Emerging studies have shown that CBD can help with a number of pet health conditions. So this morning, this is our topic. We are talking with a veterinarian, Dr. Carly Cantor from the Tennessee Valley Animal Clinic, and to ask you a few questions on, you know, is this safe for all pets, just certain pets, certain sizes? So Carly, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk about this. We get questions all the time in the office about potential using CBD with dogs and cats. So I'm here to just answer any questions you have.
Fabulous. So is it safe? I mean, is this something that we just willy-nilly give our pets, like, oh, they're barking too much or they're meowing too much? Or does it need to be a specific health conditions? And then should we consult with you, a veterinarian, beforehand?
Yeah, so I think it all comes down to the big difference between CBD and THC. We need to really differentiate those two things to be able to say if it's safe or not. There is a very big difference in safety profiles, obviously legality of that and everything too. CBD overall seems to have a higher safety profile than THC or cannabis in general. However, I think the big thing falls on there's not a lot of really great, especially long-term research on safety when using it more than just here and there. And so a lot of these studies, very short-term, 3 months, 6 months, we don't have a lot of long-term data on it. However, in the studies that we do have, it has shown it is relatively safe to use in pets. Main side effects that we see with CBD use in dogs and cats would be mainly some mild sedation, potentially some vomiting and diarrhea, depending on which vehicle you're using for that CBD product. Mm-hmm. There have been some studies showing that in general, it can cause an increase in ALP, which is not a liver specific enzyme, but it is metabolized by the liver. And so that's one of those things where if a client is wanting to use that for their pet, their veterinarian might want to monitor those values a little bit closer than maybe a dog that is not on CBD oil or any of the CBD treats.
Good to know. What sort of health condition would we want to use this for, or for what purpose?
Yeah, so a lot of the studies coming out are mainly using it for, first off, anti-inflammatory effects. So anti-inflammatory analgesia, things like osteoarthritis, pain, as well as skin conditions, so dermatitis, pruritus, those kinds of things, really itchy allergy dogs. That's one of the main ones that they've used it in, as well as there's some promising research in using it in epilepsy, so dogs with seizures, as well as commonly with behavioral disorders, so stressful situations, fireworks, those kinds of things. A lot of the research on the behavioral modification side is mainly just clinical studies in terms of did it work for your pet or not. Not a lot of controlled randomized clinical trials yet with that. And there also has been some pretty promising research with CBD as an adjunct to cancer treatment. So potentially has some anti-neoplastic or anti-cancer properties as well. So there have been some really promising studies out there. I think the issue is small study size, not a lot of dogs or pets. In general, they're using a lot of mice or rats for their studies, so that doesn't necessarily always extrapolate to dogs and cats. And so it can be really tough to decide, is it truly a safe alternative for your pet?
Gotcha. Final two questions for you. We've touched on dogs and cats, but, you know, we have pets that are pigs, horses, cows, you know, hamsters, whatnot. Can CBD be used with all animals? Or again, is that something we should consult with you about?
Yeah, so you have to be really careful when using it in pretty much any pet at this point, just because of the lack of data and usage of it. Like I was mentioning before, a lot of these research studies are done on mice, rats, and in cell culture. So they're not done in vivo studies or in dogs and cats. There have been a few done on horses, but it has not yet been extrapolated to those other species yet. And so using it with caution, I think, is the biggest thing. Talking to your vet, seeing if they have any good experiences with it and those kinds of things.
Any final thoughts or information from you, Carly?
Yeah, I mean, I think that CBD does have some promising research behind it, and potentially, you know, hopefully as more research comes out, we can decide, is it a safe thing to give our pets, especially long term? Because a lot of these conditions we see every single day with pets that come into the clinic. the biggest thing to think about is there is really no clear regulatory guidance by the FDA on CBD supplements at this point. And so there are a lot of studies showing that we really don't know how much CBD is in each product, even if it's listed as a certain percentage. There's a lot of variation batch to batch, not a lot of quality control. So using a really good company that you know has good quality control if you're going to use it in your pet, and knowing that there are risks associated with that. However, a lot of people have had really great success using it with their pets. So always use it under the guidance of a veterinarian, and hopefully it does exactly what you're wanting, you know, for your pet and give them a happy, healthy life.
Thank you so much. Veterinarian Dr. Carly Cantor with the Tennessee Valley Animal Clinic. We appreciate you. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much for the information.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. We have much more to come. We'll be right back.
At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award favorite floor store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee, that's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pets to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out, he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pests, and we'll always have your back.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel, urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
They took me 125 items. 8,868.
It's almost time. The 2024 Community Radio Auction to benefit the Bowden Ham Community Club in Giles County is happening this Sunday, the 18th, and next Sunday, the 25th. Donations for the radio auction already include quilts, baked goods, the car, and many other items. All will be on display at the Giles County Agricultural Park, and we know that you would like to know just how you can listen to the auction. So you too can bid on the auction items. Head to our website, mainstreetmediatn.com, and again, find the Blessed Citizen.
On our portable grill of $100.
I'm excited to highlight a local artist here in the Clarksville area. I have Mr. Gregory Player, a phenomenal artist that was brought to my attention by your wife. I'm so glad she shared that you have an exhibit up right now at the First Presbyterian Church here in downtown Clarksville. First off, thank you so much for your time.
You are very welcome.
What is it like when you can come into a room and you see all, like, many of your pieces in one spot? What is that like for you?
Humbling, surreal. I'm used to seeing this, my work every day, you know, in my studio. So to see it out of my studio and in a display area, this is very, very, it's very surreal.
You've been doing this, you shared with me, for as long as you can remember.
Yes.
You've honed in on this craft. Can you walk us through the room and kind of share with us the pieces that people can see right now here at the First Presbyterian Church?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Let's start over here. Okay. This was a commissioned piece. for a dance event. So that's a part of some inspiration right there is our activity, our dance activity. It's called Chicago Stepping. Mm-hmm. So when we went to one of the events, you know, I just was inspired by, you know, the movement, the culture itself, the dress. So therefore, all of these prints right here are inspired by Chicago Stepping. So I would make them more or less like in a different characters, you know, different cities. And then we have the portion with the cartoons and my you know, how I distort and squinch vehicles. And Garfield is my muse. His graffiti name is Garski, which is mine. A graffiti name, so I will put him in every scene possible.
I do love the personal portraits that you have here, because you can tell that these are personal to you.
Yes, this one right here is my wife's mom when she was 15 years old. Now, this was a gift to her daughter, and the little girl, this is my mom, when she was 2. And so the original, I did it for her birthday, and it was an 18 by 24, just regular paper stock. You know, I'm a car guy, so I like Route 66, so I'm gonna have a nice car gallery with the Route 66 series. Not done yet, still continuing on. This was commissioned from a soldier. Both of these are soldiers that know of my skill set, and they asked me to do something for them. So every piece that's in here is the edges are not finished. That very reason is the escape. I see things, I see art and everything, but when I see it as like I'm looking right at that, and everything else is like, it's like a portal. So all of my edges are not finished, because it's like you're looking in a portal to that event. That event, you open up, and it's like, okay, that's why none of my edges are finished. And then I have pieces where I play where just vehicles or objects are just in space.
Okay.
It's because I want the looker to have the experience of looking at something in a portal.
Right. And okay, now looking at your art, having that first picture that you created and what you're creating today, do you ever blow yourself away as you're looking at that and like, wow, look how far that art has come?
Yes, and I know it all was not me, that's for sure. I can credit that to, of course, you know, the creator trusting me with this. Mm-hmm. You know, can I say it's a responsibility? I mean, I'm sharing pictures, I'm sharing my mind, I'm being vulnerable, I'm telling stories with it, you know. So, you know, I thank God that he trusted me with this ability and this skill.
It's an incredible skill that you have been gifted with, and you have a chance to check out the work of Mr. Gregory Player here at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Clarksville. Where else can we see your pieces?
Okay, I have two more pieces over at the Customs House Museum.
Love it. If someone would like to maybe commission a piece, can people do that? Can they reach out and say, hey, Mr. Player, we'd love to have you draw this or create this?
Yes. Just go to gregory.player1 at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And that's, got that mixed up, but yes, go to that email address and just hit me up and leave a phone number so I can contact you, and then see if we can work on something.
Fantastic. Last question for you. For others out there that are blessed to have a gift and a talent, what can you say to them when things kind of either get tough or they think, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore, I don't want to work on my art, I don't want to work on my writing? What can you say to them?
This is what I will tell you to do. You have a scratch piece of paper on the side of whatever you're doing. Put a triangle, a square, and a circle on that piece of paper and leave it right up at the top of your workspace. It don't matter what you're doing. You could be working on something, you could be walking around the house. But you make sure you take that triangle, square, and that circle, and you try to imagine it in as many different shapes, like shape of a tree for the triangle, or shape of a ball, and you try to make it as 3D as possible. So to cleanse your brain from whatever it is that you're working on. So master using a pencil on a triangle, a ball, and a square. Three shapes, pencil, and master just shading and highlights.
Very nice. Always work at the craft that you have. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Player. Appreciate your time. Again, so many stories out there, and we are thankful that you shared yours or a little bit of your story with us here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Your favorite wine tasting experience is back. The Hendersonville Rotary Club's Wine and Roses Fundraising Gala. Everything you loved and more. Saturday, March the 2nd. Prepare your taste buds for elegant wines, smooth whiskeys, craft beers, and exceptional food. Browse through the silent auction, all to benefit over 25 local charities, schools, and scholarships. Wine and Roses, Saturday, March the 2nd at Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church, Hendersonville. HendersonvilleRotary.org.
At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award favorite floor store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
How do you welcome a new artist to town? Artist Ernest Dottie and his wife were introduced to the Pulaski community by having Dottie share this, an eye-catching mural of this black Angus cow. The Tennessee Wild Turkey is another mural by this well-known artist that you will spot when you drive on North 3rd Street. You can learn so much more about Ernest Dottie and who came up with the idea to introduce him to his new community by visiting MainStreetMediaTN.com. Just find the Pulaski Citizen.
We do hope that you enjoyed all of our segments this morning. And if you have something incredible happening in your community, someone doing big things or just something special, we would love to share it right here at Mornings on Main Street. You can always reach out to me through email at smiller
at MainStreetMediaTN.com. Again, thanks for being here. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you in a week.